Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and I'm delighted to be joined by Paul Bradley, head of 5G strategy and partnerships for Gemalto. Welcome, Paul. How's it going?
Hi, Allison. Thank you for having me.
So we are midstream in Mobile World Congress. This is the first time that Gemalto has been on Chip Chat. Why don't you go ahead and start with just an introduction of the company and your role at Gemalto.
Thank you, Allison. So Gemalto pretty much creates a fabric of trust across the digital economy. So as digital society is leveraging plenty of different technologies and different means of interacting with different people, objects, organizations, Gemalto protects identities, authenticates identities, and protects data.
So when you look at that large purview, you are focused on 5G.
Exactly.
So narrow the field for me a little bit in terms of 5G and the network.
Yeah. So my own role in Gemalto is I actually run our 5G strategy. So Gemalto is in four different business units. We look after government programs. Mm-hmm. We look after banking and payments associations and organizations. We look after mobile services and IoT. And we also have a full range of enterprise and cybersecurity solutions. And 5G is a subject which will touch all of those different business units. And my role within Gemalto is to find a strategy which will leverage the different products, solutions, and offers from the different business units and bring those into a 5G world. Because 5G, after all, is a platform for digital transformation. It's not just another radio technology. And indeed, we have to make sure that we leverage what we have to be able to secure things in the right way in this new digital society, which will be fully automated.
Now, obviously, 5G is a huge topic at Mobile World Congress, but the topic of 5G and security is an interesting one to me. Tell me about, obviously, network security has been a focus for many, many years.
Indeed.
But what is new in 5G in terms of security that brings this to the forefront of your attention?
Until now, people's main concern has been about eavesdropping of either voice calls or data on the network. Now in the 5G world, we're going to be collecting a lot of data. And rather than a telecommunications operator or a mobile network operator being a conduit of information, they're going to be storing data both at the edge of the network and also in the core of the network, analyzing that data and triggering automated actions on the basis of that data. So what that means is that the mobile operator's security paradigm will truly shift, and that data needs to be physically and logically secured wherever it's going to be stored. And that is in order to comply with various regulations. In Europe, we have things like the GDPR, for example, and that is extremely, extremely important for privacy, for data protection. And we need to ensure that those regulations are correctly adhered to, and that as operators will start to store consumer data, analyzing that data, applying AI and machine learning to that data to automate our daily lives, that this is done in the right way, taking into account privacy, anonymity, and of course, confidentiality and the integrity of the data that we're protecting.
Now, I recently read about your SafeNet data protection solution. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so we have a solution called SafeNet Data Protection on Demand. It's a suite of security services which are operated as a service in the cloud. We still have a range of products which we can sell as an in-house install base, if you like, something that you can install and put into your data center or put into your cloud. So we still have that solution, but some of our customers have found it complicated to set up a hardware security module, for example, to protect keys. So in fact, what we've made is we've made a very simple cloud-based solution, which has a suite of security services and is a very easy to use, seamless experience. You call some APIs and you have a full benefit of hardware-based security as a root of trust for your key management.
Is the operator community really thinking through the security requirements of data storage at the edge?
That's a very good question, Allison. The awareness is not quite raised to the level that it should be as yet. Typically, the operators have bigger challenges when they're deploying a new technology. So firstly, there's the whole standardization phase, which they're faced with right now in order to be able to tie down and nail down a standard. Then typically, they have spectrum auctions, which they have to acquire the spectrum that they need to be able to operate a service. And security While it's being perceived by certain operators as a very important subject, unfortunately others haven't quite put it very high up on their radars as yet. But I think that, you know, working with other industry partners, Gemalto, for example, we're part of the NGMN security competence team. And NGMN is an alliance of operators and their vendors, which are pretty much working to specify the requirements of 5G, which are then sent into the standardization organizations. And in fact, through organizations like that, we're able to work with the operator community to make some recommendations, which will then be standardized, if you like, by the SDOs. Now, other associations are also extremely important, like 5GAA, where both Gemalto and Intel are members, because, again, it's extremely important not just to look at things from an operator's perspective, mm-hmm. but also to look at, you know, what does the end industry vertical who will be leveraging the 5G platform or the 5G system, what are their security requirements and how is their user data and customer data going to be secured? Because if we don't look at things from the industry perspective, then unfortunately what's going to happen is that we're going to be in a situation where we're going to make false assumptions and false hypotheses as a telecommunications industry as to what the end users and the end industry verticals will actually need to protect. And, you know, again, the more dialogue, the better the dialogue, the more associations and industry collaborations such as 5GAA, the better it is, because at least we'll get things right the first time.
Now, you mentioned industry collaborations. I know that Gemalto has been collaborating with Intel.
Yes.
In fact, on your solution. Tell me a little bit about that.
We're delighted to be working with Intel on this particular solution. So, in fact, we believe that there's some foundational elements that are absolutely critical to get the 5G security right. What we've done with Intel is we've leveraged the software guard extensions, so the trusted enclave within Intel's industry-leading range of processors. And what we've done is we've used that secure enclave to store an agent which is protecting virtualized network functions. So in the 5G environment, we're of course going to be virtualizing all the physical network equipment that can be virtualized. What's extremely important there is that as you break these network functions into pieces of software, that we can confidentiality protect them, integrity protect them, and identify them correctly. Now, Gemalto is leveraging SGX in order to be able to achieve that goal. So what we're doing is we're going to put an agent on every single machine that forms a 5G system in the SGX environment. We're going to assure the security from an external hardware root of trust in order to authenticate that particular machine and to certify that it's a legitimate and authentic instance of the SGX and the agent itself. And then what we're going to do is we're going to render that agent autonomous in order to be able to protect all the virtual network functions that are loaded on that particular machine. Now, the solution can be deployed at the core or the edge of the network. And likewise, it is suitable for not just the virtual network functions, which we sometimes as an industry get a bit hung up on, but also all the enterprise applications that will be deployed.
If folks want to find out more about your solution and engage with the Gemalto team or in a trial or POC, where would they contact you and how could they find out more about the solution?
Firstly, we've launched a white paper, which is available on the Gemalto website at www.gemalto.com/5G. And again, we're very active in industry alliances with the GSMA, with NGMN, 5GAA. And, you know, we'll be thrilled to discuss with anybody about 5G security because it's really in our DNA. And we wish to protect the 5G networks to the best of our ability and make sure that we have a digital society and a platform for innovation that we can all trust as a community.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. We value the collaboration and thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you, Allison. Thank you for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.